Hey, yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, CJ, man. We are back with another episode of Marvel's Teams Unmasked. This week, we're actually going way off topic. This is a team I've never heard of, ever, in anything I've ever read or watched or stuff like that. We're talking about Alpha Flight. And you ask, what in the world is an Alpha Flight? Well, I guess Alpha Flight is a fictional superhero team in Marvel Comics that are often considered Canada's premier superhero team. Created by writer and artist John Byrne, they first appeared in X-Men number 120 in 1979. I didn't know Canada had basically their own version of Avengers in a way. That's the way I take it, right? Why wouldn't they be considered the thing of most... as close to the Avengers as, you know, you would think. I mean, that's the way I see it. But again, Canada's premier superhero group protect their country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They are strong, they are on guard, and they are Alpha Flight. I guess their base of operations is in Department H, which is in Ontario, Canada. They're also in formerly Tamarind Island, which is British Columbia, Canada, and Mansion Alpha, Winnipeg, Canada. It's weird. It's dumb because you should think like, oh, the America is not the only place that has teams, right? But then you think, wait, you're right. They can't be the only ones that have teams. Other people got to have teams too. So some people, the original leader is Guardian, James Mac McDonald Hudson. Well, the Guardian suit is a powered suit that possesses a variety of technical gadgets. They have Sasquatch, which is Walter Lenkowski, a brilliant scientist who can transform into a large, fur-covered superhuman form with strength. Okay, I mean, Sasquatch is already in the title. You should already know what that is, right? Northstar and Aurora, which is John Paul Beaubier, B.A., and Jean-Marie Beaubier, twin siblings with superhuman speed and flight abilities. Then you got Shaman, Dr. Michael Tuyungman. Okay. This is the last name catches me off guard. Michael Tuyungman. A powerful mystic and healer with a connection to Native American magic. That's sick. Snowbird, Naraya, a demigoddess with the ability to transform to various Arctic animals and control the elements. Then you got Puck, Eugene Judd, a diminutive fighter with enhanced ability and strength. And you also sometimes have Miss Carol Danvers, as we all know as Captain Marvel. But we also have Fang, and we also have Nemesis, which is now McNeil, which is another former Guardian. Obviously, I said Shaman, and I already said Snowbird. I forgot to say that Chris Claremont was also a creator of this book. You know, they say mainly it's what's his name. John Byrne, which again I don't really know what's what, but either way, let's get into this. Again, it's premier Canada's essentially Avengers team, so to speak, was organized under the auspices of the Canadian government, Department H. After the passing of the Superpowers Registration Act at Parliament, the terms of the act entailed that the government employment of all superpowered individuals, including mutants. They are the top level of a three-tiered program. New recruits join Gamma Flight, the next level up to join Beta Flight. The active members in the field who were tasked with dealing with any of the threats to the nation were in Alpha Flight. So basically, you're the main team when you were up here, which is Alpha Flight. You know what I'm saying? You're like JV when you're Beta Flight. What was the last one? And then Gamma Flight is like freshman. Like you're learning how to become up there and stuff like that. So, origin. So, let's start with the origin. Again, I'm bringing this all off of Marvel Fandom, Marvel.com. And yes and no off Wikipedia. I'm going through all three just to make sure I don't repeat myself or I don't say things that are wrong, essentially. I try to cover my bases here. So, roughly 10 years ago, James McDonald Hudson, an engineer, resigned for the AMCAN Petrochemical Company Canada when he learned that a special superpowered suit he had built for the company by using geological exploration was going to be used by the U.S. military. Instead, Heather McNeil, the executive secretary to Hudson's immediate superior, Jerome Jackson, also resigned from the company. McNeil arranged for herself and Hudson to meet with the officials of the Canadian government, who heard their story and settled with AMCAN for any damage incurred when Hudson stole his prototype cybernetic helmet. When he left the company, Hudson was then invited by the Canadian Prime Minister to participate in the creation of Department H, a top-secret research and development agency within the Canadian Ministry of Defense. Soon afterwards, Hudson married McNeil, and within the next few years, Hudson had recruited the mutant called Wolverine as one of the department's special agents. I also forget, Wolverine is actually Canadian. Reading a newspaper about how Reed Richards and three of his friends became the Fantastic Four inspired James Hudson to create a team of superhumanly powered agents to go on missions for the Canadian government. Wolverine aided Hudson in the initial phases of the creation of the team, which would be called the Flight. The Flight initially consisted of Wolverine, Stitch, St. Elmo, Snowbird, Smart Aleck, and Sean Bernard, who became known as Groundhog after donning an early prototype of Hudson's supersuit. Walter Lankowski and Hudson acted as the support crew. The first mission pitted them against criminals led by Egghead, who planned to launch a nuclear missile into New York City, while the rest of the flight battled the superhumans. Smart Aleck attempted to disarm the missile, but ultimately failed, forcing St. Elmo to sacrifice himself to destroy the missile. A failure greatly disheartened Groundhog, who left very soon after the mission. The failure of the original flight led to a massive reorganizing of procedure for the team. The standard procedure for recruits for Alpha Flight became that they would begin as members of a training team called Gamma Flight, hashtag freshman. Upon successfully completing their initial training, recruits would move on into a transitional team called Beta Flight, hashtag JV squad, to receive more advanced training. But those who proved to be successes in Beta Flight as well would finally join Alpha Flight, the team of agents who would participate in major missions. Varsity. Wolverine eventually left Department H for his own reasons and joined the mutant heroes of the X-Men. Hudson continued to develop his superpowered suit and eventually became the costume that he himself wore as a member of Alpha Flight and reluctantly became the leader of Alpha Flight after Wolverine's resignation. Stitch's fate has ultimately never been revealed, and Smart Aleck would be demoted down to Gamma Flight. Dang, that stinks. Alpha Flight had eventually grown to six members: Hudson as Vindicator, Charmin, Sasquatch, Aurora, Northstar, and Snowbird. One of their first recorded missions, was to attempt to recapture to expatriate Wolverine, although they allowed him to continue his membership with the X-Men. Soon afterward, however, the entire Alpha Flight program in Department H was disbanded by the Canadian government. For financial reasons. Yeah, that's what they always say. However, Canada was invaded by the Great Beast. Tundra and the six members banded together with Beta Flight members Puck and Marina to defeat the Beast. The eight elected to continue acting as a team, although the majority of the members infrequently undertook the same mission, as the various members lived in different parts of Canada. James Hudson seemingly died in the course of Alpha Flight's first major battle with a group called Omega Flight. Alpha Flight continued as a team with Heather acting as her husband's place's leader. In time, Heather adopted her own costume identity. From then on, membership fluctuated occasionally. Other members would be inducted to the team as it continued, such as Talisman, Box, and Madison Jeffries. With others would leave for various personal reasons, such as Northstar and Snowbird, the Canadian government later resumed its funding of Alpha Flight, establishing for the team our headquarters on Tamarind Island off of British Columbia. Over time, the relationship between the government and the team grew strained. Canadian intelligence agent and Alpha Flight liaison Gary Cody searched for ways to keep Alpha Flight in line. He resurrected the being known as Bedlam, who was created by Hudson in an early Department H program to create superhuman beings. Bedlam killed Cody and destroyed much of Department H before violently confronting Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight eventually thwarted the villain and his agents, but the team was nearly decimated. In recuperating, the team found itself hopping from planet to planet and even dimension to dimension. When they finally returned to their reality, the team nearly caused an international incident in China. Alpha Flight effectively disbanded after this. In Alpha Flight's disappearance, the government created a new Gamma Flight to replace them. The two teams clashed, and Alpha Flight was forced to stand trial. Ultimately, Alpha Flight rejected the government's support and decided to operate independently once more. Gamma Flight continued as a government-sponsored team and the two teams eventually met again to fight the evil Ian or Lan the Sorcerer. Gamma Flight was nearly destroyed in the final battle, but Lan was defeated. Afterward, Alpha Flight was again reinstated as Canada's official superhero group, with members of Gamma and Alpha reshuffling in various levels of Beta and Alpha, as per Hudson's original vision of recruitment, which makes sense, I think. Superhuman registration came to Canada under the influence of the Master of the World and a civilian identity, restricting Alpha Flight's ability to operate. They eventually came head-to-head with the Master and his anti-guard, a newly recruited version of James McDonald Hudson. The Master was defeated, but Alpha Flight and Department H were left in disarray afterwards. Later, Department H was reinstated by the Canadian government at unprecedented levels of funding. The department sponsored many institutions, including an orphanage called Hull House. It also formed a new Alpha Flight, which an explicitly teenage version of Guardian leading the team. In reality, Department H was involved in many clandestine and criminal activities unknown to Alpha Flight. General Clark was the administrative head of Department H, who operated a hidden agenda and employed brainwashing techniques and Epsilon flight guards to apprehend and coerce suspected traitors within Alpha Flight. It is unclear whether he had the official sanction of the Canadian government. Eventually, Clark was opposed by Alpha Flight, but died a hero when Zodiac invaded Department H, so his crimes were never prosecuted. Clark was replaced by Mr. Gentry at the request of the mysterious Dr. Director X. Although Gentry sought to change Department H for the better, banning all black projects and enforcing a kinder, friendly attitude, he was still subject to the director, whose true agenda remains unrevealed. Gentry believed the department's primary focus should not just be Alpha, but the people who make up Alpha Flight. A teenage Guardian, which is a clone technically, was eventually revealed to be a clone. The true Huzzy was ultimately revived by the original Sasquatch, and the two formed their own version of Alpha Flight to confront Department H. The two versions of Alpha Flight soon reconciled and joined forces as one. Wolverine subsequently helped the reformed team against weapon-making terrorists of Advanced Idea Mechanics, also known as AIM, during which the team regained a former member in Snowbird, but lost a younger Guardian who sacrificed his life to ensure the team's freedom. Alpha Flight returned to the favor by helping Wolverine defeat the cannibalistic sorcerer Malvis. Wolverine, who briefly served as a mentor to a new member, Earthmover, was being groomed to replace Shaman on the team. Alpha's next challenge was of very personal nature when Hudson was attacked and simply killed by an insane scientist who sought Heather's affection for his own. Hudson survived thanks to the mutant healing abilities of the X-Men's Angel, and Heather gave birth to a baby girl. The team were later charged with retrieving all young mutants from the X-Men's home at the Xavier Institute, as the Attorney General's Office, the Governor of Connecticut, and the Canadian government had deemed the school unsafe for children to inhabit. This led to a clash with the X-Men, which was quickly halted after the young mutant named Sammy agreed to accompany the Canadian Heroes Hall. After the race of alien beings known as the Poldex targeted Alpha Flight and captured most of the team, Sasquatch set out to gather a new team of novice Canadian heroes to rescue them. Sasquatch offered membership to Yukon Jack, king of a hidden civilization, and Yahuza Yu, daughter of Puck, but they both turned him down. Despite reviving Nemesis from the suspended animation and awakening Sentio's long dormant powers, neither of them wanted to join either, eventually tricking them all into becoming part of the team and joined by the new Mayor Maple Leaf, son of World War II hero of the same name. Sasquatch prepared them for battle with the Plodex, who were responsible for the disappearance of prior members. Discovering that the Plodex ship was full of unhatched eggs, the group hit a moral snag. Although the Plodex were a warlike race, many members felt they deserved a chance to change. The aim fighting stopped when the prior Alpha decided to take the Poldex back to their home planet and raise them themselves. Sasquatch's group, along with a young Poldex named Mar, who stayed behind, were left to defend Canada. While out on a date, Maple Leaf and Puck were attacked by wax duplicates of dozens of heroes, controlled by the Maninator, who Puck easily defeated with the left hook. Really, just straight left hook. That's it. Following a struggle with a mind-controlling Big Hero 6... Following a struggle with a mind-controlled Big Hero 6... That sounds weird, but I'm gonna keep going with this. Events felt out of control when the team tried to use time travel to save former enemy Flashback, whose future self had been killed in a previous battle. A series of efforts resulted in history being rewritten for the worse. With each change they made, Sasquatch was ultimately able to enlist the past Shaman's help in stabilizing the timeline and save Flashback. This also brought a time-displaced Alpha Flight from the past to the present. Soon after, Centennial and Nemesis apparently perished. Mar and Yukon Jack left. Puck and Major Maple Leaf went to reserve status. Alpha sought to impede the progress of the supremely empowered Michael Pointer, but was decimated by his multitude of powers. I think, as you can kind of see here, it's going like up and down, like giving like different little stories of who and what they are, and like what members stayed, what members left, kind of thing. So, during the Chaos War, Guardian Vindicator, Shaman, and Marina Smallwood returned from the dead after Amatsu Mikaboshi's victory in the Death Realms. They reunited with Aurora, Northstar, Sasquatch, and Snowbird, when the Great Beast appeared on Earth. They fight the Great Beast until Amatsu Mikaboshi appears and impels the Great Beast. During Fear itself, Alpha Flight was shown protecting Canada from Atuma in the form of Nekorod, Breaker of Oceans, while Sasquatch, Shaman, and Vindicator were saving people. Guardian saved a news helicopter shot down by Nekorod. As Aurora Marina Smallwood arrived to help fight Nekorod, the female TV reporter from the helicopter commented to the viewers that Northstar wasn't with the team. After providing rescue efforts for the victims of the attack, Guardian managed to drive Nekorod, I don't know why I keep saying Nekorod for, Nekorod out of Canada by dumping him off the coast of Cape Grace. Alpha Flight returned to their headquarters where they were betrayed by Gary Cody and his Unity Party. To make matters worse, Vindicator sided with Gary Cody. 6 weeks earlier, Guardian and Vindicator had been unable to reclaim custody of their child, Claire. Marina was dehydrated. The gamma energy was drained from Sasquatch, reducing him to Walter Lukowski. And the Unity Party had taken down Aurora and Snowbird as well. When Vindicator was bringing Guardian to the box units to be imprisoned, she was ambushed by Puck. After knocking out Vindicator, Puck told the Guardian that he had just returned to life after his fight with Bob. At Parliament Hill, Walter was informed by Agent Jeff Brown the consciousness he had when playing football would cause him to act less human the next time he changed back into Sasquatch, and that he must achieve unity. Marina pretended to give in to the Unity Party so she could break free. She managed to knock out Jeff and free Walter while Guardian freed Snowbird. Northstar and Puck found Marina as Alpha Flight escaped. Alpha Flight soon learned that Gary Cody and his Unity Party were secret fascists. In order to find out where the Unity Party had taken Kyle Junadao, Northstar abducted Department H operative and used aerial torture in order to get the information out of him. After reclaiming Claire from her cousin, Vindicator assembled Alpha Strike, consisting of Persuasion, Ranarch, and a Wendigo, and a brainwashed Citadel in order to spread the campaign of the Unity Party and to defeat Alpha Flight. So he basically turned on his original team. Okay. And on this closed location, a captive Kyle Jinadu is confronted by the Master of the World, where he revealed that he was behind the Unity Party, the formation of Alpha Strike, and what he did to Department H. Alpha Strike then robbed the treasury in order to fund a resistance party against the Unity Party. While in an isolated area in Yukon with the Resistance, Alpha Flight enlisted Taskmaster to help train the members of the Resistance. Guardian Sasquatch's Shaman has a plan involving Aurora's bad personality. As Aurora's personality caused her to become unstable to herself and Alpha Flight, the Masters of the World talked with Claire, telling her about the Plodex. Alpha Flight managed to rescue Kyle Jinadu, and they ran into Wolverine. Oh, you know what? You never want to run into Wolverine, because we all know Wolverine don't play no games. So, along a beach in Ontario with Claire, Vindicator was visited by Wolverine, who stated that people in the United States are starting to be concerned about the Unity Party's actions, and seeing Vindicator call the rest of the Alpha Flight traitors caused him to investigate. Wolverine managed to find Alpha Flight and learn of their revolution against the Unity Party. Wolverine agreed to help Alpha Flight and Resistance just as Alpha Strike attacked. During Alpha Flight's battle with Alpha Strike, Alpha Flight managed to capture Persuasion as a component of a cure for the Unity process. Alpha Flight, Taskmaster, and Wolverine were prepared to take Canada back as Master of the World comes out of hiding. The Master of the World began his attack on Parliament Hill with Agent Jeff Brown and Claire present on his ship. He even killed Gary Cody upon him serving his purpose. Gunner continued to fight Vindicator as she orders Alpha Strike to free Persuasion and destroy the machine that she was connected to. Alpha Flight manages to defeat Alpha Strike. Despite being under Master of the World's mind control, Vindicator helped Alpha Flight fight Master of the World when he threatened to kill Claire. After the machine, Alpha Flight may successfully free the people from Master of the World's mental control. Master of the World was killed in battle. Vindicator flew off with Claire as the rest of Alpha Flight celebrated their victory with the Unity Party abolished. When the false minds returned to Earth, Alpha Flight assisted Red Hulk in fighting them. One of the battles with the Mind Gods ends up putting Aurora, Snowbird, and Sasquatch into comas. They were sent to Gamma Base and put into stasis tanks to recover. Recovery was quickened with the use of a magical totem, and the three were all able to join their teammates and the Red Hulk in battling and defeating the Mayan gods. All right, Fall X. During the fall of Fall X, due to Orichas or Chorus, I can't say it. I don't know if I can say that right. Propaganda campaign. The Canadian government declared mutants as a threat to the country, with Department H Director Erica Dorian reforming Alpha Flight as an anti-mutant task force made up of non-mutant members, Guardian, Snowbird, Shaman, and Puck, to hunt down mutants. Despite the obvious reluctance from the four to supplement the team, Dorian restarted the Box program led by Rogers Box Jr. to construct Box Sentinels. While apprehending Argent and Saskatoon, Alpha Flight was thwarted by North Star, Aurora, Fang, and the new Nemesis, who fought them off escape with Argent. Angered that Flight's defeat was widely shared on social media, so in order the Box Sentinels to be immediately deployed, unbeknownst to the public and Department H, Alpha Flight was secretly working with North Star's group to help smuggle Canadian mutant refugees to Chandelier. That's actually pretty smart. I'm not even going to lie, dude. While discussing their limited options, Alpha Flight realized that they could only send refugees to Chandelier for a single trip. With Orichas' mutant tracking technology at their disposal, Guardian proposed having the Box Sentinels only be deployed for confirmed mutant criminal sightings, while both Alpha Flight teams will travel to refugee sightings and continue their charade to not rouse Department H's suspicions. When feedback was spotted in Bend, Oregon, Dorian ordered Guardian's team to return to headquarters under threat of arrest to avoid another public defeat to North Star's team and to avert an international incident. To avoid blowing the team's cover, Guardian reluctantly ordered his team back while North Star's team fought the Box Sentinels that were sent to capture feedback. Guardian's team was forced to watch surveillance of the battle at Department H headquarters to avoid blowing their cover. Thankfully, North Star's team was able to teleport with feedback to Turtle Mountain, Manitoba, while destroying or damaging a few Sentinels along, although Nemesis was severely injured in the process. Due to the time it would take for the Sentinels to reach the mutant team, Guardian convinced Dorian to have his team sent first so the two faction groups could regroup. Ooh, trying to breathe after that. Jesus, my loaded load. The form of transportation is the Alpha Flight Omni Jet. Equipment is Guardian's battle suit for the most part. And each team has their own personal weapons of arsenal. So that is a semi-quick, I guess, breakdown in a way to Alpha Flight, Canada's Mightiest Heroes. I'm going to say it that way. So, what y'all think? Y'all should go pick up, the one and only issue they actually had. At least their first issue. At least go look it up. X-Men number 20 came on January 1979. First time we actually see and hear of Alpha Flight. I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking at a photo right now. They look kind of dope, dude. I want to see them in like a. They've probably been in cartoons for all I know. Just haven't really paid attention, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But again, what y'all think, y'all should hit that like. Y'all should hit me up on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at MellowPod22. You know what I'm saying? The logo's on this. So you know it's going to be me. As always and forever. Hit that like button, hit that share button on all social media platforms. Leave a comment, all that good stuff. Subscribe, hit the YouTube channel as well. You know what it is. Also, if y'all looking for a quick energy burst up, excuse me, that was rude. Go check out W Energy. Type in CJ22 for 7% off your code, baby. You know what it is. And Also, go check out Merc Clan Gaming on Twitter, on @X, on Discord, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook. All the members, we also got a Twitch channel. Go hit them up. Go check them out. Tell them CJ Mello 22 sent you. Or just CJ Mello. Either way, doesn't work, matter. With the 22 or without 22. But sometimes you got to add the 22. All right? As you guys always know, always and forever, one love. Peace.